Welcome to Soar Like an Eagle, the podcast created by students at the American International School of Johannesburg, exploring what makes us exceptional and highlighting our commitment to nurturing an inclusive community of empowered learners. Join us as we help you discover why AISJ could be the perfect fit for you.
I'm your host, Lucas Noor, a student at AISJ in 11th grade. And the topic I'll be talking about today is student leadership at AISJ. In this episode of Soar Like an Eagle, I'll be talking about student leadership at AISJ, specifically the leadership opportunities available at our school, and how Jabulani Maudzeka, our student council president, seizes these opportunities to hone his leadership skills. Contributing is the foundation of our vision, inspiring learning and building our better world. Students are encouraged to be active participants in their communities and agents of positive change. Throughout service projects, leadership roles, and community initiatives, AISJ students are encouraged to give back, recognize the impact they can have locally and globally. The reason why you chose this episode was to learn more about student leadership. Introducing Jabulani Maudzeka, or Jabu as we all know him at school, joined AISJ in 2020. He's one of the scholarship students. In 2021, he was the leader of the service group Be the Change and a student mentor leader. In 2022, he stepped up as deputy PR officer for student council. In 2023, he took the role of vice president of student co, vice captain of rugby team, and continued to be a student mentor leader. 2024, he became Stuco president and one of the two of the Jomun secretary generals and possibly a rugby captain. In addition to all these leadership roles, Jabu also volunteered as a tutor outside of school with the Rock Tang organization. He's a friend, a brother, and my former teammate in volleyball. Let's welcome Jabu. Jabu, before we get started, tell us a bit about your background so we can better understand your journey.
Thank you, Lucas. It's truly an honor to be on this podcast. As you know, my name is Jabulani Maudzeka, and I am at AISJ on a scholarship, as you mentioned. For most of my time here, I lived at the boarding house, which recently closed. But while I was there, I got to develop skills in many different areas. I was an athlete, an academic student, an artist. I even did some visual arts. But most importantly, as I mentioned, I explored being a leader in school. So I've always joined sports, service groups, just to try and give back in a sense. So that's who I am. I'm just Jabu. I'm a student. I'm a friend. And, you know, your former volleyball partner or teammate. Yeah.
So Jabu, why did you want to become a leader?
That's a good question, Lucas. The truth is, I believe it's our responsibility to step up in whatever capacity. So for me, this took the shape of being a student council leader or being a captain on some teams like in rugby. But that's the real reason I strive to be a leader. It's just when there's a call to duty, someone must answer it. Why not you, right? So that's why it inspires me to be that person.
So if I'm understanding that correctly, you wanted to become a leader just to get the responsibilities of running something or just have some form of a responsibility?
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. Another part of being a leader is also the self-development of it, right? Like, how are you growing as a person? How are you contributing to the community at large? Right. And if you feel that that's something you're passionate about, it's definitely something you should explore because there's great purpose in giving back to others.
So you said that you've also done sports. So like, how did your previous team roles or like previous roles as leaders help you develop your leadership?
Well, as you know, team sports are amazing. I played a lot of individual sports or activities, but team sports really teach you what it's like to be a part of a larger group with a larger mission. And with that comes a lot of emotions involved. People have different ways that they react to being under pressure. I have a different way to which I reacted under pressure as well, or how I perform. So it really taught me to be more tolerant of people, to understand, to be a better teammate, to be a better supporter, you know, to know when to ask for help, to always know that there's it also taught me a very important thing, because before I used to play chess and all, a lot of individual activities, and everything depended on me. You know what I mean? Like, it was my game. I was either good on the day or bad on the day. But playing team sports like volleyball or rugby always taught me that there's always support behind me and I can't do it alone. And as a leader, that is super, super important, because big missions that are worth pursuing can never be done alone. You need a strong team, and you need a team that understands each other and can push through the hard times.
Do you think that has taught you like a lot about how to be a very good leader, or how to run a big group of people? Like you said in the beginning, you were a vice captain of rugby. Did that also help you with being a student council president?
Definitely. I think they kind of happen at similar times. But so the roles of a vice captain is not to run warm-ups and all those kind of stuff, to maybe make a call in game. So it did help me immensely in student council. But on top of that, I also learned from those who are in higher positions than me. So Gareth was the captain for rugby, and he was a very strong player. He was like, he led by his actions. I think when I was vice president, Jonah was president. When I was deputy PR of public relations, Max was president. So I always looked up to these people who seemed to not know it all, but they had strong characteristics of leadership, and they always led with humility, with compassion, and they got things done. And these are qualities that I try to emulate as well in whatever I do.
So what are some of the biggest challenges you faced in becoming a leader?
There's a lot. there's a lot. But I think sometimes as groups, we struggle to find our why of why we're doing something. Like, sure, the student council is there because, you know, people join the student council for various reasons. But I thought it was very important to define the reason why the student council exists in the first place, which is to serve the student body. And this is very challenging, because when you don't have a why of why you're doing something, then the direction which you take as a team, it is very blurry. You know what I mean? So if you're part of a sports team, why do you play the sport? Why are you playing for the team? You know what I mean? And not having this why has made it challenging to go through difficult times. So what happens when you're losing a game, or what happens when you're organizing homecoming and you're missing some of the tinsels, or something that was supposed to be bought is not there yet or hasn't arrived? So these are big, big challenges, because when you have a team, you're managing a lot of moving parts, right? And to make sure that everybody works together efficiently and understands their responsibilities is always a great challenge, but it's one that requires patience and understanding the role, each and every role that each person must perform yourself. So that's why with student council, this was easier, because I went up the ladder a little bit. Like, I joined as a deputy, then I became vice president, then president. So I kind of understood all the roles of the system and what's required of each one. So yeah, those are some challenges that are posed and how you can solve them.
Yeah. Who is one of your biggest mentors and supporters in becoming a leader?
There's a few people I can give like props to. Outside of school, I have this mentor. Her name is Lesego Mamatuba. She runs the center that I volunteer at a lot. So I tutor kids math, English, and sometimes chess. So she's a very big inspiration of mine. What she's done with that community is absolutely inspirational. Her leadership qualities are very stern, straightforward, but also a people's person. You know, she mixes these characteristics that are not supposed to really be together, but she does it very, very well, right, while still being a people's people. In school, like I said, I looked up to Max DiCastro, Jonah, all these guys that I saw in leadership positions. Ethan, I forget what his surname was, but Ethan was a very academic student, a leader, a rugby captain and everything, my first year in rugby. So there's always been these people who have spread themselves in different areas and somehow managed to be the best and to lead amazing teams. So these are the people I find truly inspiring.
like you said, there's a lot of support coming from the school. Do you think, like, what was one of the teachers that really, really supported you in becoming a student leader and they said, yeah, you should go for it? Or was that not a case at the school?
Definitely was a case. I'd say, so for example, the coaches, in terms of the sports front, Coach Stu has a lot of belief in me, and it's something I try to live up to. Miss Nicole, since I'm in student council, I've worked very, very closely with Miss Nicole for the past 3 or 4 years, and she's been an inspiration, the way she's a leader, she runs the school. So I've learned a lot from her, and so the members at AISJ have always encouraged me to be better. Miss Farrow has always encouraged me to be better. So all these teachers, there's wonderful, wonderful support here at AISJ, and I think anyone who decides to be a leadership position, to be in a leadership position here, will find that to be true for any service group, you know, like whether in deforestation or Pilile or anything, the teachers there are just amazing people, and they'll encourage you, then they'll get the best out of you.
So what did the whole process of becoming a leader teach you about yourself?
That's a good one. That's a very good question, Lucas. What did it teach me about myself? First, how do I react under pressure? Right? Because most days, nothing is super stressful, but there comes a time where you're challenged and how you respond to things. So what I've learned about myself is I can be quite resilient. I'm a very kind person, but I can be stern at times when we need to get things done. I remember some of my members saying, Jabu, you're too serious. And I was like, you know what? Maybe you're right. So, I've learned to be more flexible, to adjust to different scenarios, to know that there's not just one way to do something. You know what I mean? So there's always opportunities out there, and there's always ways to better yourself, not just as a leader, but as a person in general. And being a leader is a good conduit to that. It teaches you to be willing to accept criticism. Like I recently read the suggestion box for homecoming, and I value the responses that people gave. There's a lot we could have done better, and I agree. So it teaches you to accept this feedback and act on it to make it better, you know?
Mm. So seeing how you're in your last year at AISJ, and what's some advice you would give people, like new coming people or people in 9th grade or even in 11th, advice you would give to becoming a student leader?
That's a good question. So my advice for 9th graders specifically is, in your 9th grade year, try out any service group or sport or anything that you find interesting. In my 9th grade year, I tried basketball, football, rugby, I think I did chess for a good stint. You know, just try out anything and then really find where you need to be. I've said some obscure electives, you know, for classes. So in 9th grade, really, really try to find where you fit. But then when you get to 10th grade, start taking a path that's more focused in a sense. So if you're choosing sports, choose 2 or 3 or just 1, whatever, whichever one you like, and really keep going with it throughout the rest of your high school career, because continuity matters. So just joining one service group and then leaving it and going to the other isn't going to really help you much in the long run, especially for like college applications and stuff like that. So once you have found what you need, so now you're in 10th, 11th and 12th grade, stick with like what you've, like what service group you're in or what sports you're doing, and then really try to grow in them, become a leader in those sports, you know, because in 9th grade, you're just part of the team. You might not even make ICEA, but when you get to 10th, 11th and 12th, you become the leader of this team. You start learning more. You become an expert in many of the fields. So you choose your path, then you commit to it fully. Always, always like approach every single thing you have with commitment, so that I'm hoping that by the time graduation comes, I have no regrets. You know, I'll say I tried every sport I could have at AISJ. I did my best. I lost sometimes. Sometimes I won, and it was fun. Sometimes there were tears, you know, anything like that. So really, really make sure that once you have committed to something, see it through. If you're going to do anything, might as well be the best at it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that would be my advice to anyone coming to AISJ or going up the grades.
Yeah. So what about, like, you specifically mentioned kids at the school right now? What about like newcomers? So kids joining, let's say, in 11th grade, how would you say for them to become in a leadership role?
It's quite easy to become a leader here at ASJ, even if you just recently joined the community. I think it's a part of our inclusion that I'm really proud of. An example of this, for example, is when we were choosing the executive council last year, when I was the vice president with Jonah as the president, and Lucas and Ale were new students to AISJ coming in 11th grade, and they got on the executive council. So it's not about how long you've been at AISJ, it's just about what qualities you bring to the table. And like I said, they showed commitment that they wanted to be a part of this. We didn't know anything about them. We didn't know that anyone who could vouch for them, like for their personalities or anything like that. But we believed in them. That's a quality for AISJ that I'm really proud of. So if you're new, you just came in here, it's like 11th grade or 10th grade and you don't really know, just try something. If you were doing something at your old school, keep doing it here if it's offered, you know. So if you're a volleyball player, go to volleyball practice, try it out, see if you like it, you know. If you are a part of the student council, go and do those interviews for the executive, or just join the Thursday ones if you don't want that much pressure, you know. So there's always a lot of opportunities to get involved. All you just need to do is get out of your comfort shell a little bit. It's going to be get off your shell a little bit, explore. It's hard, obviously, understand as a new student, but be willing to just accept this change that's happening in your life, because if you let it, you can explore like amazing, amazing opportunities.
So like you said, the qualities of AISJ as a community, if you had to pick one word to describe the whole community in one word, what would it be?
That's a very difficult one, because there's so many great words I can think of to describe this community. But I think that's a very difficult question, sorry. But I would say the word that best captures the spirit of AISJ is inclusivity. You know, we're a very inclusive community that is close together, tight-knit, and we're always there for each other. So that is something I'm very, very proud of.
All right. Thank you, Jobu, for agreeing to do this interview.
Thank you, Lucas. You're a great
interviewer. It was a pleasure.
Before we wrap this up, let's recap the main takeaways from today's discussion. And I really enjoyed working with him. It's still an honor to interview Jobu. Before this interview, I saw him as just Jobu, the student council president. However, after this interview, I saw why he became a leader and what steps he took to become a student leader. Thank you for letting me take you on this journey through the world of student leadership. I'm sure the listeners would take your advice to heart. Personally, I will do, with your advice you gave me on how to become a student leader. Until next time, go Eagles!
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode from Soar Like an Eagle, a podcast series proudly produced by students from HSB English and IBDP Music at the American International School of Johannesburg. To discover more about AISJ, visit our website at aisj-jhb.com.